The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
February 28th.
It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1954, color TV sets were available to the American public for the first time. In 1997, something from beyond the Milky Way galaxy bombarded Earth with gamma rays, an event that astronomers referred to as Gamma Ray Burst 970228. The burst was found to have come from a galaxy over 8 billion light years from Earth. And in 2013, after NASA's Messenger unmanned spacecraft had been in orbit around the innermost planet for 2 years, NASA announced that Messenger had succeeded in mapping the entire surface of Mercury. Born today in 1944, album cover artist extraordinaire Strom Thorgerson, whose art and photos grace such classic album covers as Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Styx's Pieces of Eight, the first three Peter Gabriel solo albums, and Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin. Sequest DSV co-star Stephanie Beecham was born in 1947. Peter Stebbings, co-star of Jeremiah, was born in 1971.
I built this place up. I made it what it is. I made it into a place where we could go out and create peace.
Look, if you're not ready, it's because you've already waited too long.
60 miles.
They won't stop unless he's dead or gone.
We can take him.
We're not ready.
We are. You've got guns. I know you do. I've seen them.
50 miles now.
You want war?
Yes.
You want a war, Jeremiah? Swords into plowshares, man. You want a piece of flesh? I want a piece of flesh. All God's children want a piece of flesh. You want a war, Jeremiah? You want a war?
Mark,
you got a war.
Marcus.
The director of the original Godzilla film, Ishiro Honda, died on this day in 1993. Computer encryption and authentication pioneer Roger Needham died today in 2003. On this day in 1978, an alien invader visited. Happy days?
Good evening, Earthling.
You're not Ralph. Are you an alien?
No.
All right, put him up. Yeah, right, cancel that. All right, now just take it easy, all right? I mean, just stay very calm because, look, will you just calm down? Calm down for 1 second.
Relax, Earthling. I mean you no harm.
Oh, sure. How am I supposed to know? What do you do? Do you just use that to scare people with?
No, it keeps the rain off my head. Are you Reggie Cunningham?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Is this your house?
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Who are you?
I am Mark from Ork.
Your brother.
Robin Williams made his first appearance on Happy Days as Mork from Ork, with his manic and mostly improvised performance all but guaranteeing that Mork and Williams were spin-off series material. In 1981, the beginning of the end for the longest-serving Doctor Who.
Let me put another question to you. I have a place in mind that's on the way, well, more or less, give or take a parsec or two. It's my home from home. It's called...
Part one of Tom Baker's final story is The Doctor, Legopolis, premiered on BBC One, introducing Janet Fielding as Tegan, who would travel in the TARDIS for most of the tenure of Baker's successor, Peter Davison. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com's store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. Logbook.com's escape pod was rated and produced by Earl Kane.